Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. As the year draws to a close, it looks like Congress will once again fail to pass a new five-year farm bill. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish notes that many provisions carried over from the 2018 farm bill are now outdated and need of revision. He says cuts to the SNAP food program fractured the farm bill coalition in Congress.
It'll be a struggle, but, you know, I guess we don't give up. We still need a farm bill, so it'll be a lot of us putting the pieces back together, and how you can restore some of that SNAP funding will probably have to be part of it to be able to get a coalition together to actually pass a farm bill.
The current farm bill has been extended multiple times, currently through September 30th of 2026. A Fargo man died following a workplace accident in North Moorhead on Tuesday morning. Authorities have identified him as 51-year-old Stacy Martin. Clay County Sheriff Mark Emting says deputies and Sanford ambulance crews responded to Burt's Truck Equipment after receiving a report that an axle had fallen on a man. Investigators say Martin was working on a truck's lift axle when a temporary weld failed, causing the axle to drop onto his chest and abdomen. New applications for adult daycare centers, which provide health support, meals, and social activities for the recipients, will no longer be accepted in Minnesota until January of 2028. Department of Human Services Inspector General James Clark says the current capacity far exceeds demand, but there will be a few exceptions during the two-year moratorium.
If they say there's a need for a new adult day provider, more specifically in, let's say, an underserved or maybe rural area, we will have an exceptions process that will allow those types of providers to apply and become licensed.
In other headlines, the Minnesota DNR is preparing for a late-season chronic wasting disease deer hunt this weekend. Wildlife Supervisor Eric Hildebrand says the permit areas with CWD are in the southeast part of the state.
If hunters have unused licenses, they can fill those. If they want, they can buy those disease management permits. They're $2.50 each. And those disease management permits are good for either sex, bucks or does, and again, up to five.
The Polad family announced today new limited partners in the Minnesota Twins ownership group following Major League Baseball approval. Investors include Glick Family Investments, George Hicks, and Craig Leopold, owner of Minnesota Sports and Entertainment. All will hold minority, non-controlling stakes, while the Polad family retains operational control. This is MNN.